down of the depth, I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears hear my cry for mercy. O Lord, hear my voice. My soul waits for the Lord. In His word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than the watchman waits for the morning. More than the watchman waits for the morning. If you, Lord, kept a record of sin, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. My soul waits for the Lord. In His word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than the watchman waits for the morning. More than the watchman waits for the morning. Israel, hope in the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy, and with Him redemption. He Himself will redeem. My soul waits for the Lord. In His word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than the watchman waits for the morning. More than the watchman wait for the morning.
Well, greetings everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you in here. We've got a great program for you. We're going to talk about the celestial family living on the earth. You know that our faith, the Bible, teaches us that we're not of this world. Now, we know in John, in chapter 8, I'm going to begin to read you a series of examples here. I'm going to talk about those things, and then we're going to go into some of the deep revelations and some of the deep mindsets that are the temple wisdom hidden from the world. I'm going to tell you something here tonight, and this is going to startle you. People of the world cannot, will not, ever enter into heaven. People of the world. Now, there's people of the world, and there's people that are not of this world. Now, who do you think is going to be an overcomer? Let's read here. And we're going to start in verse 21 of John, in chapter 8. And then said the Messiah, the one we call Jesus in the King James Bible, again unto them, I go my way. I go my way. Now he said, my ways are not your ways. What do you mean by that? If he goes his way, that means that you either have to follow Him because He is the way. I go my way and you shall seek me. Well, there's a lot of people today seeking the Christ of Christianity. And He basically don't exist. There's a way that seemeth right. Now, that's the biggest portion of people that are in the world seeking the Father without the permission or the truth. You see, you got to know the truth before you become free enough. And if the Messiah sets you free. Free from what? Well, free from sin. What is sin? It's something that was inherited, not from heaven, but from the earth. The word sin itself is S-I-N. The acronym for the understanding of sin, S-I-N, is Satan or the snake or the Nakash, Satan, in nature. You see, we took upon ourselves natural bodies. We were cast out of heaven as mighty ones. We fail through transgression. Now, we don't know how many of the righteous fell and left the light and fell into darkness. But we have constantly, we've had to actually find the light to make our way back. And here he says, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sin. Die. Die in your sin. Satan in nature. The natural man. Now, that's what he's talking about. The natural man cannot, or the carnal man, same thing, cannot. He cannot, ever will, never. And this is the burden of trying to, if you will, to build an understanding of people. Now, shallow people and carnal people and nature's people, that of the flesh, they never can figure out the deep underlying mysteries that are hidden from the wise and the prudent. You see, the carnal mind can't comprehend, and neither indeed can be. So he said, you shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. Now, I want you to mark in your Bible, if you are students of the Bible, the Word, I want you to mark verse 21 in the 8th chapter of the book of John. I go my way, you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Now, why would people die in their sins by seeking Him? Isn't that a strange statement for the Savior of the world, as they believe it? Yahweh is not the Savior of the world. He don't save the world. The world is alien to Him. He came into this world a stranger from the world. I am not of this world. Oh, isn't that an astounding way to look at the promises? And Christianity's got it figured out that He actually died for the world? And he said, if you love the world, that's the carnal things, the carnal concepts, oh yeah, the carnal man, he feels sorry. Cain felt sorry. He repented within himself. Most of the world lives a worldly sorrow. Oh, they cry when the family is broken up. See, it's natural. If you, the more carnal you are, the more worldly you are. And the more worldly you are, the less you're able to find the light in this carnal world. Notice this. And then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he said, where I go, you cannot come. Now listen. He told them that they weren't coming. He said, I'm going, but you ain't coming. But they were going to seek Him. He said so. You shall seek me, but you shall not find me. You shall seek me, and die in your sins. Now, the world today is seeking the Father on a carnal concept. And a carnal mind is not subject to the laws of Yahweh. If you don't, I'm going to make this very plain to you tonight and bring it home to you. If you do not have the reckoning and the reasoning in your spirit to believe that you came from somewhere other than the earth or the world, that there was a family on their own free will, a family. Listen to what he said in verse 23. This is the gestalt or the pillar that I'm laying tonight, these three verses, and then we're going to talk about it. This is the most important scripture on this subject that you'll ever encounter in the Bible. Three of the most important verses in the Bible to bring your understanding out of darkness into the light if you are of the light. Now, if you're not of the light, you're of the world. And if you're of the world, you're in darkness. And darkness and light has no fellowship. I'm going to repeat that. Darkness and light has no fellowship. Are you going to miss it? Are you going to grasp what I'm saying tonight? One of the most important messages that I preach to the layman. This is to the meat eaters. This is not to the weak. This is not to them or just playing around and patty caking and pussyfooting around. This is for the major undertakers to overcome. You came here on a mission. You came from somewhere else. You woke up in a flesh body. You woke up in the world. You woke up in carnality. You need someone. The Bible said, how can you hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent? This gospel, if it's hid, it's hid to them that are of the world, them that's carnal, or them that's lost. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand that you are an alien, a stranger, or a pilgrim, and that you've been somewhere before you came here, if you don't get that understanding, you're missing the whole rock of salvation. And he said unto them, you are from beneath. Now he done told them up here in verse 21, I go and you shall seek me, you shall worship me. Cain worshipped. Get this out of your mind that people that worship love God. There's two gods. One is Satan of this world, and he's a master counterfeiter or a deceptor of the magnitude that you'd never believe, because the Bible says that he shall deceive the very elect. Now, if he's got that much power to deceive the very elect, if it's possible, and believe you me, he will test you. He will bring the satanic power of deception and seem right. He'll wrap you in that flesh mode. He'll make your mind believe a lie and be damned if you don't grasp down to the very core of your central being that you're not from beneath. Now, you might have a mommy and a daddy. You might have a sister and a mother, a brother or a sister, an aunt or an uncle. But if you are not different, if you're not the oddball in the family, if you're not the strange one, you know what the Bible said? The earth was a strange land to the sons of Adam. They came in from another dimension. They came in from another location. They're not of this earth earthly. They are beings from the far country. They're beings with a promise of deliverance. They are beings that will become, because they always were, celestial beings. Paul spoke on this celestial body at the redemptive point of death of the carnal or the flesh man. You know, if you're of those that's going to die, you're not of the right breed. If you're not out of the house of those that can't die and can't sin, you don't have no understanding. I know this is above a lot of people's head, even those in Yahweh's name. They smell and sniff around. They tree up blind trees, empty trees. They can't comprehend. They can't come from the world. They can't renounce the world. They love the world. They love the things of the world. And they got a lot of the world left in them. If you've got any world in you, you don't have Yahweh. You can't serve two masters. You know, we oughtn't to deceive ourselves when the truth is before us. Well, I can't understand that. What do you mean? I ain't of this earth. Glory to God. I was born down here in the hills of Kentucky. If you're not born on the hills of Mount Zion, the high country, or the New Jerusalem, if you believe you're going to go to the Old Jerusalem and sit over there and worship in a carnal state of mind, you're listening to the wrong evangelist. If you believe that you're going to inherit this carnal earth, if you don't believe there's a new heaven and a new earth, if you don't believe it's going to change drastically, where no sin, sick in nature, that's what it means. If you're sin sick, that means your carnal mind is sick. And I come to set the captives free, to heal the sick, to cast out the darkness. I come to bring forth those that sit in darkness out of the prison. I am from above. Now, if he's from above, and he come for his family, where were they born? Have you never read? They have no beginning or no end. Have you never read it's Alpha and Omega time or Aleph and Toph? Can't you think about the times before? Are you so carnal that you believe you've only been here once and you've never existed before? What do you expect to gain if you don't have the faith and the knowledge to know that you're not of this earth, that you had to exist before you became a flesh man, and nation with your name there, as he knew Jeremiah before he ever come to his mother's body and entered her womb, which is a natural process of sin, which is sickness in nature. Actual nature of a man that can never overcome, can never inherit. And if you don't have the ability to go deep enough to lay the foundation that you are not of this earth earthly. Now, you may look of this earth. And he said unto them, you are from beneath and I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Now I want to ask you a question. Where's your family? Where's your obligation? Where's your duty? The whole family in heaven, listen to me well, the whole family in heaven and earth, where are they from, Pastor Buddy? The whole family in heaven and in earth. What name are they in, Pastor Buddy? It's a family name. It's a family of Adamites, descending from the Father. Adam was a son, an offspring, a literal offspring of Yahweh, bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. But as many as are of the uncircumcision, I testify to you that you're still carnal and sick in nature, which is the acronyms for sin, sick in nature. Your natural man who does not belong to Yahweh, it's only a shell. It's only a vehicle. It's only something to protect the heir as long as a child differeth nothing from a servant, though he be master of all. He's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, when we were children in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God, Yahweh, has sent forth His Son, the pure Adam, made of a woman and made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption. Again, we return to family status. An adopted child cannot be disinherited. Wonderful. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise. And my understanding is not void of existing before this world. If I didn't have any more vision and faith to believe that I pre-existed somewhere before. I mean, people tremble at the thought of living prior to coming here. Man, I came here to conquer. I came here to occupy. I come here to change the carnal nature into a glorious nature of circumcision of the flesh, dedicated after being cast down to earth in darkness as punishment for the deceit and the failure of Satan, the king of sin, who wanted me to accomplish in him, the flesh man, something to give him a status or a promise, thinking himself to be something where we all in the flesh became nothing. We must come to the point that we not only are something, we are above and beyond this world, and that we existed before the foundation of the world with our names on the Lamb's book. And just because I came to a family in 1937, when I entered this dimension, when I became a flesh man, trapped in a flesh body, knowing from a child that I was from somewhere else, and I longed by looking up in the stars, knowing that my home was in the heavens. I am not of this world. I am not, again, I am not of this world. He that is of the world is not of the Father. He that loveth the world, the love of the Father, truly, most truly, is not in him. If you don't have any more vision and faith, wherefore I desire that you faint not. And for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Master God back into the heavens. Yahweh from heaven, a flesh man, a God man, a king man, a Melchizedek man, a man that was not of this world, and neither is his family. We ought to quit acting like the family of the world. That's Satan's children. I've got a family body of the flesh man that typed under his image. And I have to constantly remind myself, I have to constantly declare unto the devil he's a liar. I have to tell my flesh man each day to go to hell and to die the death of a victim because of the sinful, sin-sick nature that I have taken on myself, that I can remain with the eagles and get out of the buzzard barn with these buzzards and their buzzard mentality, always picking on the flesh and the bones, devouring one another with the carnal aspects of their carnal mind. You know, it irks me. Man, I just feel the holy power down here tonight at the Kingsgate. Yahweh be blessed. May He spread the family name of whom the whole family in heaven and earth, Ephesians chapter 3, write it down if you don't have the memory banks to retain it. Write it down and remember it. The whole family in heaven and earth is a royal seed line that existed prior to coming here for a mission to subdue and to conquer and to destroy those of the earth realm. You say, Pastor Buddy, well, that's awful. Why would He want to destroy all them of the earth? Bring them here at my coming and slay them. Those who would not let me rule over them. Those who are not my children. You cannot hear because you're not my sheep. You cannot hear because you're below. You cannot hear because you're the world. And if you're of the earth, earthly, you miss the message. You don't get the message of being family. Oh, you know, this message should be preached with vigor and vim. This message should be declared throughout the whole universe, and then would the end come to those of the world. The people of the world will all be destroyed. If you're not a son from above, if you're not a daughter from above, forget going there because you can't go. Brought to you in truth, courtesy of the King of Kings, who said, I'm not of this world and you're from beneath and you can't come where I go. You can't come. Where was it? Was it in the sinful body of the natural man? Which cannot ever comprehend the spiritual reckoning, reasoning. No wonder they were astonished at His doctrine. No wonder that they struggled to find the Messiah. You'll seek me. You'll ask for me. You'll long for me. You'll sit in pews, dead, plucked up, twice dead, withering fruit, or withering trees that have no fruit. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is an Adam family. Adam was the son of Yah. bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, the DNA, which a lot of people are being deceived today. They say, oh, there ain't no difference in DNA and bloodlines. We're all one happy family. Glory to God. Let me remind you, if you're of the earth, earthly, you're not of the heavenly family. You ain't going back. If you're an earth being, if you're born of this earth, if you're born of this world, if you're not from heaven above, you ain't going to be going back to heaven above. The whole family, Ephesians 3:15. Man, what a powerful scripture. And people today, they could care less about the family, or its causes, or its reckoning, or its reasoning. They won't support the family name, but boy, they'll support the world. Mommy, daddy, hooked, line and sinker to the flesh, man.
I don't know. I just don't believe we need to get that radical and leave this world.
You ain't going to leave it because you're of the world. You can't inherit. The world to come is the world from which you came. No man has ascended into heaven except he first came down out of heaven. I'm a heavenly creature. I'm bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. I'm a conqueror. I'm an alien. I don't belong in this world. I want this world to disappear. I want this world to be defeated. I want everything in the world to die because it's already dead. It just needs burying. Twice dead. Plucked up. Oh, it looks good to me. Look at the cities we've built. Cain built cities.
Well, look at the big church we got to worship in. Cain worshipped in a church.
Don't be fooled by those who worship with mouth and not with heart. A heart totally understands and agrees with the deep things of Yahweh. But Yahweh, in hiding the deep things to these shallowbeckers or these buzzards that eat at the table of Baal, the vomit they spew out daily sounds good, looks good, tastes good. It's a diet of sugar coating or milk. And they die for the want of the deep things, which is the meat. And they suck on the breast of the carnal nature of their feelings.
Well, I don't know. I just can't believe it. I'm from up above.
Bless God, if you're not from above, you ain't going back. That's what Christ said here. I'm going to grant you, according to the riches of His glory, that I'm going to strengthen with might by the Spirit of our Father in the inner man. I'm going to repeat that, not the outer man. The outer man will never receive that which is from the inner. That which is the inner is a family. We are strangers. We're not recognized. The world sees us as a piece of trash. Messiah, or the rich and the powerful and the elite and the churchgoers of that day, cast him out. Judged. The prince is cast out. And where I go, you cannot come. What I believe, it'll never be given to you because you're full of buzzard food. You're full of Baal knowledge. You're full of those old traditions that you carried long enough in your flesh, man, to become hardened in your heart. When Yahweh's wanting to to take away the stony heart of your traditional thinking and give you a heart to soar into the heavens with the eagle kind and to get away from the buzzard food and the trap of Satan and the carnal, sin-sick nature of man. Don't you want to understand that a family is a special people? Of you, not of them. You ain't my sheep. You ain't gonna never go back. You ain't gonna never inherit. You ain't gonna never find me. You're lost. You're in the carnal darkness of the understanding of your own mind. My mind is not your mind. As heaven is higher than earth, so is my mind. I am not of this world. Where's your father? They said to him in 8 John. Well, you neither know me nor my father. Had you have known me, you would have known the father. Or in vice versa, had you have known the father that you say you worship, you'd have known me, for I proceeded forth and came from where he is. Where's that at, Pastor Buddy? It's a spiritual place, and I pray that that strengthening of the inward man, there it is in verse 16, Ephesians 3. Strengthen or shore up the inward man. Because the carnal man is sick in his nature. He cannot receive these deep things. The world lays in chaos and darkness and despair and confusion. You think Yahweh's children are accepted because they're alien? We don't belong here. We're hated. We're despised and cast out for His name daily. And yet we want to still hook up to the world. We want to still be like the world. We want to still do the worldly things. Come out of the world, my people! A family. A celestial family. Not of this world. I'm a royal priesthood. Child of the King. My, I feel like preaching tonight because I am a priest anointed with something from another world. I am not of this world. I don't have any carnal concepts because they've been rooted out and I've been strengthened by the power of the Spirit from above, not from below. I'm not born from below. You see, the world, with the Baal doctrine of the buzzard food that they feed them, come to Jesus today, accept Jesus, and be born again. That's Baal concepts. You go keep eating that buzzard bait. That's to bait the buzzard and drag them in. My sheep, hear my voice, and a stranger. I am from above. My sheep are from above. They will remember me. They will call to remembrance the former days. And from a babe you've known this. And when you hear the truth of the gospel, it will beckon you. Like the scream of the mighty eagle that flew over the barnyard. And the little eagle that was hatched out with the buzzards, associated with them and thought he was a buzzard. When he hears the scream of the eagle, the mighty one, the one from above, the one that rules the heavens, and that sent his sons and daughters in to conquer and to rule and to subdue until everything on earth is defeated and dead and becomes natural fertilizer for the sons of Yah, who shall inherit the earth. In the book of Isaiah, it's repeated that we, the sons of Yah, the conquerors, the warriors, the mighty ones, the soldiers, the Melchizedek, the high priest, the bloodline of the royal family, we will conquer and have this earth in a new state. Not a carnal state of the sin in nature or the sickness in nature, S-I-N. We'll be of those of the eagle kind. I'm tired of flying around with buzzer baked. I'm tired of listening to the mummer and complainer of those who don't have enough faith to be family. I'm tired of those that always has an excuse.
Well, I can't go right now. I can't do it right now.
It's somewhere in the future they got it planned out that they're going to serve Yahweh. That's buzzards. They're waiting for something to die to feed their fleshly ego that they can eat from something in a carnal state. And they wipe their mouth with the adultery that they commit. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I belong to a family. It's an honor for me to serve with the family. I have no other God before me. I will not bow at the foot of Baal. I will not regurgitate the sick doctrine of a sin-sick mind, of a worldly sorrow nature, some kind of a graveyard mentality, laying out there in an old lonesome graveyard. That's as far as the flesh man goes. And if you expect to see him come up and be raptured out, you're going to wait a long, long, long time for that to happen. It ain't going to happen in your lifetime, regardless of what the last day prophet says, that Jesus is coming in your lifetime. That's a lie. There ain't no such God in the earth. He's a figment of the carnal nature of the buzzer bait. Invented by man, preached by man, confirmed by man, and they left Yahweh out of the equation. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is the truth, and Yahweh is the light, and you existed before the creation of the earth. And I can prove it to you. If you've got the faith and the courage to believe it, you are a celestial being. Your nature is different. You're an eagle. Although you are roosting with the chickens, you know, I've seen these men, you know, they don't want somebody to sleep with of a common. They don't want a celestial being. She looks good. I'm here to please her.
This is as good as it gets.
Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You need to find you a celestial wife. Someone that can praise Yahweh from the celestial hills of Mount Zion and rest in faith and courage and conviction that you're a stranger and that you're a family and you've been joined to them that are like-minded, not buzzard-bait people. We got so much to do and so little time to do it in. I tremble at what's left to do on this planet before Yahweh comes. I make you a promise that if you're not in the light, you're of darkness. And if you're of darkness, you're not of Yahweh. If you don't have total recognition of your faith venture, that you are a celestial being existing before the creation of the earth, and that you're going to never die, you've already been defeated if you don't believe that. You've went to the barnyard with the buzzards. You need to hear the scream of the eagle that's crying to you from the celestial heavens. I am not of this world. My children are not of this world. My sheep are not of this world. My mighty ones are not of this world. They don't love it. They despise it. They hate even to touch the garment spotted by the flesh man. That sick in nature, that carnal man will never understand unless he returns to the celestial heavens in his mind and have it renewed and rebuilt away from the carnal things of this world, because the carnal mind is not subject to the laws of Yahweh, and neither can be. How could we put off such a great truth? Why not put on the Creator, who from the very beginning had you as a creation, a family, exempt from the world, not belonging to the world, not in the name of the world. No wonder we're hated. No wonder that they don't understand us. No wonder they can't comprehend the celestial thoughts of the mighty ones. No wonder the buzzards want to go to the buzzard barn and sit and listen and sit and eat the regurgitated traditions of the carnal physical man that thinks that he's doing God a service. Cain thought it, and he'll die in his sin. And Yahweh does not want you to be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. Come out of her, my people. Come out of the buzzard regurgitated doctrine of Satan, which seems right, which has all of the world believing a lie and following the buzzard bait people that seem so right because they have a carnal concept and it agrees with a carnal man. No wonder they run greedily in error with the Balaam concept. No wonder that the Creator of the universe is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Knows all from the beginning to the end because He's King of the universe. And His sons and daughters are princes and princesses of the royal house and the royal family and a royal priesthood that is so different that they can't dine with the commoners of this earth. You see, the table that Yahweh set is different from the table of carnality that the God of this world set. You existed before the creation of the earth. You existed. You're not the Enosh or created being. You're celestial, long before the created being you was. But you were born of a spiritual nature, not a carnal nature. But you've been brought down to the level of the buzzards and the prophets of Satan. Those who are sin sick. Sick in nature. Where they preach the things that seems right to the carnal man and the buzzard preachers feed the flock of buzzards. The Bible said they eat and devour one another. They remind me of buzzards. Oh, they just pick on each other. They scratch on each other. Like a bunch of monkeys. They groom one another. They approve one another. They back one another up. Satan appears in their presence as an angel of light, and he misinforms them. He misleads them. He causes them to believe a lie and to be damned, and you're not that kind. If so be that you belong to the celestial family tonight. Now, I'm coming up on closing time here. I got to get out of here tonight on a Monday night. I'm live around the world. The generations of the family from Adam. Adam was of Yahweh. That makes me a Yahweh. You're Yahweh. All of Yahweh is his children are Yahweh. You say, I don't believe that. I'm a Smith. I'm a Johnson. I'm a Roberts. I'm a whatever. You are, and you belong to the family of Yah. Hallelujah. You belong to those who are called in the celestial heavens. All those, according to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15, are those who came from heaven, and those are the ones that will inherit heaven. Hell's waiting on the rest of the crowd. The buzzer-bait people, the regurgitated, the formless, and the fashionless, who have a seem-right way, have no comprehension of understanding of being here from the foundation of the world? Where have you been? You've lost the ability to use that deep mind of the Spirit. For the Spirit seeks the deep things. But when you bring deep things, or true things, or light things, over the children of darkness, their eyes are blinded through a strong delusion to believe a lie and to be damned. And you think you're going to heaven? The Messiah said you weren't going in John 8, 21, 22, and 23. That's the focus of my message tonight. I'll be back tomorrow night, part two of the Celestial Family. You don't want to miss it. And Yahweh bless you is my prayer. Tonight, if you'd like to call me, I'm sponsored by Brother Mark, Sister Audrey, and all of the tie pavers that support Pastor Buddy, too numerous to name. Mark gets the radio bill and pays it. Those that send me tithes and offerings keeps my hands. I pay a lot of the radio bill each month. Mark pays his part, more than his part, really, and sponsors me. Took that upon himself to do that. He's never complained one time. Not one murmur, because he's a star child. Whew. Hallelujah! And I feel the great Shekinah coming from the high country tonight. I'm in touch with that inward man. I'm in a family line of a celestial being. I can't quit preaching, and I need to right now tell you, Pastor Buddy, I need your help. Write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 568. That's 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. The zip 37874. Again, that's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568. I need your help. 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee. And I promise you that are on my mail list. I've got one more project here to get down and to get behind me. Please forgive me. Bear with me. I apologize to you deeply that we haven't sent you any listening material. But I'll make it up to you. Trust me, it'll come in your mailbox very soon. I won't forget any. I've got two boxes of mail and working on the third box of mail that I haven't even answered. I'm ashamed, but I've been so busy. I've been in the high country. We're trying to gather a place for the mighty ones to gather. If you'd like to help me tonight, send your tithe and offering for the Kingsgate Chapel. We need your help. We need a lot of money to fix it up and restore it and place it and make it a worthy place for the eagles to light. You're worthy. You're King's children. You're worthy of the best. Satan stole that from us. We don't have enough sense to know his power. But if we were the eagle kind, we could take it back before the morning sun. Praise Yahweh. Call me, area code 423-351-1082. Now that's a new telephone number. Area code 423-351-1082. You can call Pastor Buddy's cell phone at any time. That's 423-259-0606. Now, we've got a challenge to lay before you tonight. We have a brother that's called me today and laid at my feet silver coins. Now, silver is rising like you won't believe. But he's laid approximately 50 silver coins at my feet to do whatsoever that I would do. He knows where it's going. It's going to the King's Gate Chapel. And he has laid down approximately 50 coins at my feet for us to cash in. And we did that during the purchase of the property by many of the sons and daughters of light that sent me offerings. They reached down into their savings. They broke into their 401ks. They made sacrifices. I've never borrowed your money to pay tithes. I have. I've had to borrow it and pay it back with a little interest, but I did that to keep up my tithing, to keep my promise, to keep my vows. Children of light are different from the children of darkness. The children of darkness to see, to do it, to be seen and heard and make a name for themselves. They do it for carnal purposes. The children of light, Yahweh bless them tonight to see the light, I pray. Let them see that Adam revealed all of the hidden mysteries to his offspring, Seth. Yahweh revealed to Adam, and Adam revealed it to Seth. He gave him the instructions and told him to teach it to his children. We're instructed today to teach Yahweh's royal priesthood deep-seated things that are hidden from the world to our brothers and sisters. Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Them that hear Yahweh's truth and believe it. Now, tonight, around the world, if you can match that promise of 50 pieces of silver, call Pastor Buddy. We need it. We'll use it. If you want your name given out, we'll give it out. If you don't, we'll keep it anonymous. And we thank this brother who wanted his name to be kept anonymous, that laid 50 silver pieces at our feet to cash in, to use in the work that we've got going on here. We need money right now to help to finish the job, to get our King's Chapel in, ready to go. I thank everybody that's helped us and those who have supported us. May Yahweh richly bless you tonight. And remember, the celestial family was ordained to grow, and yet it would still be the earth. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3-Point Transmitting, Jewel of the South, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight, part 2. You don't want to miss it. The Celestial Being.